Charlotte at 6.
22 till 7, Charlotte at 6.
It's Monday. You know what time it is.
Charlotte at 6. News quiz.
Well, this week's news quiz is a little different because we're surrounded in the studio by plastic.
It's a little weird.
Freaky, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
it's
finally, after a year, now that COVID is gone, now they've put up plastic dividers.
Yes. Now you can't be close enough.
That's right. Now I won't spit on Anna when I talk to her. Hey, Boomer, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. So last week, TJ won. 2 weeks prior to that, Boomer took it twice in a row, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Anna.
The pressure's on.
All right, first question here. Former President Trump, threw a verbal jab at Pat McCrory this weekend, referring to McCrory as a two-time loser. What was he talking about? Losing twice for governor, losing for governor and losing his radio gig, or losing both a local and a state election? What do you think he was talking about?
Did he lose governor twice?
That's what I was wondering. I don't know.
I'm going to go with governor twice.
Boomer?
Yeah, that's what I, yes, sir. I'll go with that.
I guess I'll follow the pack.
Oh, he didn't lose mayor here.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. He lost against Bev Perdue. Remember that?
Right.
2008. Then he won in 2012, and then he lost in 2016 against Roy Cooper.
Oh, okay.
So he was talking about losing twice for governor. A military retirement of note in Cambodia. An animal that has been sniffing out landmines for 5 years finally gets to retire. Was this animal a dog, a rat, or a donkey?
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say aardvark.
Aardvark.
I'm going to go, I'll go with donkey on this one.
I think I want to say donkey, too.
I got to stay with the dog, man.
No, three of you are wrong. It was a rat.
Really?
What?
Wow.
Yes. Its name was Magawa, an African giant pouched rat, the most successful rodent ever trained to sniff out landmines.
Wow. That's amazing.
I had no clue.
That's so weird.
I mean, but if he's so good at it, I mean, it's just a rat, so if he ultimately blows up, who cares, right? Let him keep working.
Yeah,
but no, after 5 years. Said he's still in good health, but has reached retirement age and is starting to slow down. Well, you don't
want to. What's the severance package like?
Yeah, really. Guess he gets to chase large cats, maybe. All right. A voting bill did not pass in this state because Democrats got up and walked out of the legislature. Was that in Alabama, Texas, or Wisconsin?
Alabama.
I think it was Alabama.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It was Texas.
Yep. And remember, Anna, that was in some of your newscasts, I think.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka was fined $15,000 because she would not shake hands with opponents, attend a press conference, or wear the appropriate outfit on the tennis court.
I'm going to go press conference.
Yeah, press conference.
Wouldn't do the press conference, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's interesting, isn't it? She said the press conference has made her nervous. Mm-hmm. She can play so well in front of the crowds, but I don't like reporters. I don't blame her.
I understand that.
Brett Jensen wasn't over there bothering her, was it?
Let's hope
that
not.
Would be. All right, in which company are people getting power only, in which country are people getting power only a few hours a day because the system is so old? Kenya, Lebanon, or Nepal?
Nepal.
I'll go with Kenya.
I'll say Lebanon.
A little girl in Kenya. Anna, you pull that one out. Lebanon is exactly right. All right. Anna's coming on here. The FDA recommends that you not eat a cicada if you are allergic to what? Bug wings, seafood, or tree pollen?
Seafood.
That's right. We had a lot of stories on that. Apparently, rich in protein, but they are a cousin to the shrimp and the lobster.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, if they ever have a family gathering, I wonder if they talk like the lobster goes, well, I hang out in a tank at the Red Lobster and you're underground for 17 years.
You lazy bum.
With my buddy SpongeBob.
All right, let's see here. Every day is some kind of day. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is not one of these. Is it Call Your Doctor Day tomorrow, Jelly-Filled Donut Day, or Mother-in-Law Day? Which one is it not tomorrow?
It's not the Jelly-Filled Donut Day.
Not Jelly-Filled.
Not Jelly-Filled Day.
Oh! What? Tomorrow is not Mother-in-Law Day.
Oh.
But it is Jelly-Filled Donut Day, and it is Call Your Doctor Day.
We just had Donut Day.
Yeah, I know. They did an extra day just because
Big old jelly donut. All right, one more here. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Which apple has the most antioxidants in it, according to a new study? Granny Smith apples, Red Delicious, or Golden Delicious?
I'm going to go with Granny Smith because it's my favorite.
Oh, is it really? They're a little tart for me.
Oh, I love
them. I love them, too. I'm with TJ.
All right. What do you think there, Ms. Anner?
I'll say Golden.
Red Delicious.
Oh, man.
And, in fact, the peel of the Red Delicious has over six times more antioxidant than the actual meat of the apple.
Wow.
So just eat the peel and you're good?
Yeah. I eat the peel, All right, TJ, how did we do here?
Anna took the win by one.
No. Did you cheat for her?
No, really? Of course not. I'm trying to win here, too, Mark.
Anna, way to go.
Oh, thank you.
Anna actually had a text from somebody who used to work here in the newsroom going, I'm pulling for you today. So good, you pulled it out.